You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
And welcome to What's Cooking in the 321. How you doing, Danny, on this Tuesday in Coco?
I'm good, thank you.
That's awesome. The so today we had head of marketing, Gina, coming in, going to sit in, and we were going to talk about our big Christmas fest we have going on this weekend, which I'll talk about later. But she's got a baby on the way. Her daughter went into labor at midnight.
Well, that's definitely a good excuse for not being here.
That's the best excuse for calling me at 7:30 going, hey, I hate to do this to you. No, no, you don't. Go be a grandma. Go be a grandma.
That's
and
right.
So we're sending out lots of prayers for her and a speedy delivery. And there's not a baby in the world yet, I don't think. But I hope that you let us know when that happens, Gina. So I put it out there on Facebook. I said, all right. Who wants to come on the show? And, of course, my friend Ellen Abbott from Absolutely Fabulous. I guess you know Ellen well because I've got
She's
Frankie.
A sweetheart.
I have Frankie from the let me say it right, the Italian-American Club of Melbourne.
Of South Brevard, yep, the Italian-American Club of South Brevard.
Okay, and thank you for coming in and saving the day here with me. Otherwise, I'd be like Rachel Maddow talking to myself and, you know, where everybody turns that off. So, yeah, Danny would chime in. But, so I have to tell you, for years and years, I've been wanting to go there. Because you're right over there on Creel Street off US 1, right?
We're on Cypress. We're a block west of US 1 between Aurora and O'Galley.
Okay. And I know I've got a friend, Michael Senti. He owns Florida Boy. So I was like, Kim, you got to come over to the Italian. You got to come over. You got to come over. And the schedule, it's just timing. It just, you know, I'm a little bit busy once in a while. And so I just haven't made it over, but I got to tell you, for years, because I've been here, opened a restaurant in 1994. That's how long I've been here, and I'm sure that we know a lot of the same people and that we've been in the same places, but never been introduced. So welcome, and thank you for being here today.
Thank you very much for having us.
And I understand you've been here before. At the studio.
I have been in the studio before, yeah.
And so what kind of show did you have? You did a show here.
So we had a Jeff and Frank show where we did B-sides and spoke to local businesses, restaurants, or just small businesses where people could come in and kind of say what they did for a living and why you should support local business, which I still feel very strongly about.
So that's the same thing we sort of started. I was on, there's a wonderful person here, Sita, that does a Monday show, same time slot at 1 o'clock. And she sort of mentored me. I was on the end of her show and she let me talk about restaurants and stuff. And then COVID hit. When COVID hit, everybody was beating up the little guy. You know, I'm just a little guy. So they'd be like, oh, this happened and this happened. And I just said, that's not how it happened. So I needed that voice for all us little people. I came on there so that I could get the restaurant. You know, when somebody would say, oh, and we went in there and the hostess sat us downstairs at Frigates and then they forgot the menu. They told us we had to go up the stairs. I was like, oh, let's call them right now. Let's get that server on the phone. Let's get that hostess on the phone. Let's get the owner on the phone because there's three sides to every story. So basically it was like, beat up us little guys because I'm going to call you out. And that's how I started doing the show. It was not necessarily just food, but we like to talk about food here in Brevard because we've got some good food.
We do have some good restaurants here in Brevard County.
Definitely want to hear because tell us first, what does the Italian American Club do? What is the general thing there?
Okay, so what we actually do is we're a small club. We've rebuilt the whole club. We have world-class bocce courts, but we're event-specific, meaning that is that we have bingo. We have Thursday lunches. We have bocce every other week. We have jazz shows. We have outdoor park bandstand. We have three bars. We are not just open, though, to come in and necessarily hang around. We are moving in that direction. Somebody is there all the time. But we are event specific, and we put out a calendar before each month that's going to tell you what's going on, what's for lunch on Thursdays, when the bocce tournaments are. And as an example, a week ago, we had a bluegrass festival in our parking lot. We had about 150 people. We roasted a whole pig. We did beef briskets, and we did homemade fresh sausage on
the
grill.
So now, Frank, when you say you did it, we did it.
We
did it. The American Club, the Italian American Club did that. It wasn't somebody just renting the facility. That's something that you guys put out there.
Correct. We do rent the venue also for weddings, for birthdays, whatever.
And you say small. How many people does it hold?
We can hold 150 inside.
And that's a good
party.
Probably
another 60 on the outside.
Okay. How long you been there?
The club has been there since the early 80s.
I was going to say.
It was the Women's Club of O'Galley originally.
Wow.
And the Italian-American Club bought it. Then they bought the parking lot next door, so on and so forth. Then because of COVID, as you know, COVID changed everything for everybody. We were fortunate enough to get a president to come in that did not, he threw haste into the wind and converted this club that was not as successful as we would like it to be into a juggernaut. We have 100 people for lunch every Thursday. We sell out. We have a New Year's Eve party that's coming up that is going to be phenomenal with a 6-piece swing band. Tickets are already selling fast, but every event that we have truly sells out.
So is it open every day?
So again, I'm going to have to go back. We are there, but we are not open
to the public
on a regular basis. We are open to the public, but it's not like you can come in yet for like a lunch on Monday.
Okay.
You can come in for lunch on Thursday, but we are moving towards a delicatessen that we're putting inside. So we are moving to the point where you can come in and get a lunch at any time you'd like. Or possibly
now, do you have a kitchen? You have a kitchen there, obviously.
We have a full kitchen.
A full kitchen. Okay, so you got a liquor license?
We do
liquor?
Have a liquor license.
So you can do beer, wine,
beer,
drinks,
wine,
liquor.
Vodka.
Awesome.
Anything that you like. You can get a sandwich and a martini if you'd like.
So, and I don't know if you ever look in Facebook, if you're a Facebooker, because there's, you know, where to eat and 3, 2, 1 and all that. Everybody wants a delicatessen. We talk about delicatessens on here a lot.
There's a couple of good delis.
So,
in the area.
Are you talking about like an Italian delicatessen or like
since
Jewish?
We're the Italian American Club, I'm going to have to say it's an Italian delicatessen.
Yeah, it's going
to
be an Italian delicatessen. Okay.
And we will have some pastrami there at times.
Pastrami, that's awesome. I do, I'm now doing Cy Ginsberg corned beef and pastrami. And, you know, everybody wanted. Danny, you've watched us on this show. By the way, 321-437-1567. You can text me any questions or that. 321-305-9906. Both of them are taking texts right now. But we've been asked so many times, where's a good deli? Where's a good deli? Okay, so we have been doing it. And it's a great product. Great pastrami, you know, the Rubens, the whole bit. No, nobody wants it. I just did it at the gun show. We had like 5,000 people. Two people ordered it. They didn't, and they can't say it was bad because nobody even tried it. So all you people out there that are complaining all the time, there's no deli. I just gave you one, and this is why there's no deli. Because that's, corned beef and pastrami is expensive.
Not only expensive, it's a flavor that not everybody's wanting. So that's why you're not getting the big demand for it. And it's all buying habits with people. They're used to. So back, let me just step back for a minute. I've been here since 1980. So back in the 80s, the restaurant scene was a little bit different. Somewhere in the 90s, we got hit with a lot of corporate restaurants, and we got hit with a big population boom. So with that, people are eating a lot out with that national televised commercials about corporate restaurants, and some of the smaller guys got pushed away. I know where there's a really nice pastrami sandwich right now. But again, if you go to some of the delis, they will also have it. And you're going to get a Cat's Deli sandwich. I'm not sure if you're going to get exactly that. But you, there are some good sandwiches here.
And I got to tell you, I come close to that Cat's Deli because I've been to New York. I lived in Long, I did my cooking internship in Long Island.
$35 Long Island.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I'm from Detroit originally. So Star Deli, yeah, it's $26 for a sandwich.
I'd buy it all day long.
Yeah. So I'm going to make you one because I have the true, like, it's not blessed. It's not kosher, you know, because we're doing it in our kitchen now. But I do Cy Ginsburg, and it is, I think it's probably one of the best corned beef sandwich. It's as close as you can get to a Jewish delicatessen.
You steam it?
Steam it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'll have one right now.
Yeah. On great rye. And, you know, I make the remoulade like a, you know, your, I don't know, Russian dressing. Some call it Russian thousand hour, whatever. I make it fresh and good and nice Swiss, a good Swiss cheese. I think it's a great sandwich. No one wants to pay $22 for a sandwich. They don't. And we do for $13 a half a sandwich, but it's got a half pound of meat on it because, you know, the real sandwich is stacked.
Right.
Okay. With slaw or potato salad. I think that's a great deal, but no, they're, nobody wants to pay that much. They just don't.
Or eat a lot like that. It's warm down here.
Yeah.
You don't can't eat a lot down here because you go out in the heat and that's it.
And
you
that,
go
I'm
to
like
sleep.
That too. What? No, Italian food. Are you Italian?
I am.
Italian,
I'm a first generation here from my family from Calabria.
Okay.
And again, with a lot of the members of the club, there's a lot of Italians there. You do not have to be Italian to join our club or to come to our club. There's Paulie likes to make a joke. You just got to be nice. So we don't have any problem with that.
You have to join the club? Or
you do not have to join the club. It's,
okay.
It's got perks if you join the club.
Okay.
Lunch is discounted.
Can we talk about the perks? Yeah, let's talk
so,
about it.
So let's say you want to take Italian lessons. You want to learn conversational Italian. So if you join the club, you get free Italian lessons. Or you can pay for the Italian lessons and get a free membership. On lunchtime, we're going to give you a discount on the lunch.
And how much is that lunch usually?
That lunch is $14, $10 for members.
And what do you get? What's
so
an
what you're
going to
get is you're going to get coffee, tea, water, whatever soft drink you want like that. You're going to get a salad. You're going to get bread and butter. You're going to get an entree, and then you're going to get a dessert also.
Okay.
A lot of this stuff
that's
is homemade.
Lunch.
The entree is always homemade. The desserts a lot of time are homemade.
What are we having this Thursday?
Eggplant Parmesan.
Eggplant Parmesan. I love Italian food. Italian food is my favorite. I did my cooking internship Long Island. I lived in Cedarhurst,
nice.
On the third floor with the servants. It was very, very humbling. And I don't know if you know of Enzio's, like in Chicago and that. I got to cook Italian food for 9 months. Of course, with no pay. You don't get paid for an internship. But, yeah, I did my time with Italian food. So I feel like I know pretty good Italian food.
We got very lucky. We got a lot of retirees there, young retirees. The demographic of the club is probably 50 to 80. But we have a lot of people from upstate New York, which is renowned for its food. And we've probably got 10 chefs that go through that kitchen right now.
Now, are they volunteer?
Everything's volunteer.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's
a really good group of people. It's they. You know, whatever differences you may have, political, religious, it doesn't matter. None of that stuff gets tossed around that way. We're all just there to have a good time, eat well, laugh. You know, if the guys want to have a cigar, you can do that. There's bars outside. There's just a lot to do there. I think they had 80 people for bingo last week.
So I'm going to talk about bingo, too, because I played bingo last night. A different kind of bingo, but I'm going to get to that one. So let's talk food on what's cooking in the 3-2-1 here for a minute. So you know Italian food.
I do.
Where's your favorite Italian place?
I happen to like Alfredo's Paradiso in Merritt Island.
Alfredo, I have not been there. I'm going to have to check that out.
It's very good food, fresh. There's some seafood with it. Being somebody that's been in the Italian restaurant business since I was 4 years old, it's kind of hard to go out and have a regular dish because I can just make it. But I like veal. Some of the veal dishes are good. Villa Palma's good. There's a lot of
Villa Palma's one of my faves.
There's
I
a
like
lot of good Italian
Pine Vino's. Is that the way you say it? Pine Vino's over by the Oak Street.
Panavino, yeah,
and
yeah.
He's closing.
Carmel.
Carmella.
He sold, right?
Yeah, well, I think it's just
And now it's going to go away?
I'm not sure. If you're listening out there and you know, don't want to give bad information. So if you know anything about it, because that's one of my favorites. Yeah, really, Carmella's it has been nice for a long time. Yeah, known Carmella forever. Sad to see him go because that was a go-to of mine. But the carbonara at Villa Palma is to die for. It is.
I don't think I've ever had a bad meal at Villa Palma.
No, me neither. I never have. Have you been to the new and improved Villa Palma where they've closed the Coco, and they were here on the show to talk about it. I loved it because that's one of my go-to places. That's some place I usually eat every other week or so. But they closed the one in Coco. The lease ran out after 30 years.
Wow.
And the people are like, no, we're not giving you, we want the place back. Well, you can't fight that. There's nothing you can do. So they sort of took two restaurants and made it into one. They added some chairs and got their liquor license in the Indo-Atlantic branch.
Very nice.
And the place is spiffy and new and nice and very modern and same great food.
Again, now that we've progressed so much at the club, it's kind of difficult to go out to other restaurants because we've got so many cooks and chefs there that we just eat there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing that we can't cook. We have lots of dinners. We have a dinner coming up. Well, we have Thanksgiving coming up also, which is open to the public.
So you cook on Thanksgiving Day?
I'm actually going to be cooking Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Give people some breaks there. We have a Christmas dance on Friday, December 6th.
Can we talk about Thanksgiving first?
Sure.
How much is it?
It's $20 to
$20, come. And it is as Italian fare, or are we having turkey and dressing and all of classics?
It's going to be classics. There could be some lasagna, some sausage roll.
There's got to be some kind of pasta. Come on.
There could be some lasagna. We'll see how involved the menu gets.
Pasta
but
stuffy.
We're smoking turkeys, we're deep frying turkeys, and we're baking classic turkey.
Wow.
All the trimmings will be there. $5 will be donated to our local food bank outside of that for the people that come. And we'll be enjoying the sounds of a band called Dixie Smoke.
Okay. And how much again?
$20.
$20. I'm bringing my whole darn family.
IAC321.com.
That's actually a really good price.
Frank, say that again.
IAC, Italian American Club, 321. IAC321.com. You can go on our website, purchase tickets. You can peruse the website to see what some of the things you enjoy and just kind of bring yourself up to speed with the club.
And I'm cooking from my village that day. I got to tell you, it's probably cheaper to go to the American,
exactly.
The Italian American Club.
Yep.
That's right.
We had that happen last year.
I'm not
year.
Laughing. I'm like, this sounds good. The last time I used to eat at the Crown on Thanksgivings, and it just, I don't know what happened, but it just wasn't what it used to be, and I stopped doing it. So
there
I've
you
been
go.
Cooking.
Here's a new one
I've
right
been
there.
Cooking Thanksgiving. So I'm cooking for the two villages this year, but which I'm excited about. And, you know, I'm cooking for people from, you know, the Georgia peaches. And mm-hmm. So the pressure's on. I don't know about that cornbread, you know, that cornbread stuff. You know, I'm cooking for Southern people, you know. I'm going to give
sure
it my best
be
shot.
Hey, there'll be plenty YouTube. That want to help you.
Yeah.
YouTube's a great thing to look
at. YouTube's a great, yeah. I love when I hire somebody now and I'll go, so where'd you go to culinary school? And they'll go, oh, yeah, I Le Cordon Bleu. It's like, oh, you mean the YouTube of culinary. It's like you watch. Well, what we can all do that,
right?
You know, or the one. And believe me, I've worked with some great chefs who their grandmothers taught them how to cook, especially Italian food. That's passed down,
passed down.
And I was fortunate enough to live in the house I lived in was all Sicilian, 100% Sicilian. So, you know, I mean, I cooked Sicilian food the way Mama did it. Made the gravy on Sundays, you know. It was a great opportunity for me. Now, on Sundays also, they made me drive into Brooklyn and get these donuts. They weighed about 3 pounds a piece, jelly donuts. That was an Italian thing, too, on Sunday mornings. But, yeah, it was a great, great experience. But
nice.
Now I'm done cooking Italian food. I do make homemade pasta.
Yeah.
Old-fashioned way with the hole in the middle, put the egg, yeah. Well, I still, you know, when I do pasta, I want it good. I found that food now here in Brevard has become disappointing. Have you noticed that?
Well, everything has gone institutionalized is what I've noticed. Even some of the restaurants that are opening up are buying their products already made and serving it that way, which.
And you know why? I can answer that because I'm guilty of that. I am. I have food courts, you know, a little bit different concessions. We need to spit as much food out there as fast as we can. And we need to keep the price down. You know, nobody wants to pay more than $7. You know, my burger's $8. I put out a great burger. But the things we're putting out, we have to keep that price down. You cannot pay a chef. You know, chefs want $20, $25 an hour. So we have to find products that are great, that are already done, so that you're hiring an assembler instead of a chef.
Correct.
And so, you know, that's what it's about. Nowadays, you can find those products, though.
You can.
Not everything. Sysco showed me a prime rib already done. Now, first of all, prime rib's the easiest thing in the world to cook. You know, put a little pepper, some Montreal seasoning on it, stick it in an autocham or an oven, walk away from it. Just walk away. 5 hours later, come back, and it's going to be a beautiful thing. What's easier than that? We don't even need to YouTube that, Danny. We can just throw,
exactly.
We just throw that in the oven. It's going to be wonderful. But they showed me a prime rib in a bag. You tear it open. You take it and cut your piece off that you want, and you put it on a bed of lettuce and put it in the microwave. It pulls the water out of the lettuce, and it turns this beautiful, like, rare-looking stuff. And I just looked at it and went, you've got to be kidding me.
Amazing.
It's amazing that they're coming out with all these things, and you know it had to have a bazillion, like, what are they called? Chemicals. Yes, preservatives to make that happen.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I was just totally disappointed. There's my word of the day with food. Disappointed that they're even doing that. You know, Alfredo. Make the Alfredo. It's not that hard. Don't take it out of a bag.
One of the nice things about the club is everything is made from scratch.
I love to hear that.
We make our own sausage. We make our own bread.
I wish I had my calendar in front of me because I'm telling you, eggplant parmesan on Thursday for $14. We can't. Oh, there's my. I just don't know what my calendar is.
Calendar for November.
I think I could free up some Thursdays. Let's see. Chicken riggies. What is that?
So chicken riggies is a dish from upstate New York. Comes out of Utica,
rigatoni.
New York. It's got like a cream sauce with some peppers and some onions with it. Chicken chunks and rigatoni.
Rigatoni's my favorite,
by the way. It became very famous up there, as in a lot of the Utican dishes have. And again, I'm going to reiterate that we have about 6 chefs from upstate New York right now that are very versed. They're well-versed in what they do. So it's nice to learn different things from different people that way.
Now, Frank, how many people usually show up on a weekday for lunch?
So we do lunch on Thursdays.
What time?
It's at noon.
Okay.
And people start getting there much earlier than noon. But we go anywhere from 80 to 140 people.
Wow. You have servers?
We do have, again, volunteer staff that's going to serve the food and pick up after
you. So you sit at a table and order.
Yeah. And we have live music, too. Like this week, it's going to be Mike Moran and the Sounds of Sinatra.
So, I mean, and I'm happy that you're doing this. But I'm so shocked that so many people will go out on a Thursday afternoon. And are these retired people mostly?
Oh, it's all on Thursdays. It's all sorts of demographics. You've got demographics from 30 years
I'm
old.
I'm coming for the chicken riggies next time.
Oh, the chicken riggies.
When are you having them again? You have them once a month?
They just had them last.
You had them on the 14th.
Yeah, we just had them. So I don't know that it would be once a month, but I'd look after the first of the year.
I want the chicken riggies, Danny.
Chicken riggies.
How long does the lunch last before you cut it off?
Yeah, is there a cutoff?
What's the time frame?
1:30.
So, okay.
But people usually get there at 12 because everybody's fed at the same time. We do get some stragglers sometimes. We get people that come as far away from Jensen Beach that come up.
Wow.
On Thursday.
Do you run out of food?
Not normally, but
no?
Close sometimes.
Okay.
And at that point, we're sold out.
All right. Well, I'm definitely putting in my calendar the next time they have chicken riggies.
Chicken riggies are very good.
It
rigatoni is my fave.
Good.
It is. This is my favorite.
Chicken parmesan is one of our specialties.
Ooh,
we sell a lot of chicken parmesan. We've got 4 or 5 different chefs that make it. They're all very good. We have a lady in our kitchen by the name of Ann. She's phenomenal. She makes some of the best sauce that I've ever had, and I make sauce.
So that's my favorite dish. They always say, you know, your last meal before you go. It would be red sauce with rigatoni and a nice Italian sausage next to it. That's it.
The sausage is very
And I love, I'll tell you, Scott's on 5th has the best pesto I've ever had. I can't even make it. I always try to make it. I have his recipe. Nah, it doesn't come out the same. But yeah, give me a little pesto with bread in the beginning. My red sauce with a good Italian. That's it. Rigatoni's. Nothing's more disappointing, though, than Italian restaurants here having icky pasta.
Yeah. All of our pastas.
Yeah. That's just disappointing.
I joke with the guys over there about how much chicken parm we serve, and I'm like, I can't eat any more chicken parm. But again, what I eat all the time is not what they eat once a month. So people like, we do a lot of weddings, and that is always requested, chicken parmesan.
So is the room elegant?
It's very nice.
It
and
is.
We have
I
Ellen.
Can't wait to see it.
We have Ellen.
Oh, Ellen makes. Ellen can make the Melbourne Auditorium. Have you been there?
So Ellen works hand in hand with us.
Yeah. You know, and I know she does because even today.
She's friends with the group. And
she's my decorator.
She's incredible.
Yeah.
She just works. I don't know how to explain it. She goes up and over all the time for people that she doesn't even know. And so now that we've become friends, she does all of our events. She comes in, decorates everything. I don't know if it's Halloween, if it's Thanksgiving, if it was we had a gala where it was like a 20s gala. And she came in and did all of that. We had a party for one of our legend members.
I saw the
members.
The pictures for that, too. Was
oh, it was
phenomenal.
Really
She's
good
fabulous. Ellen's fabulous.
Absolutely fabulous.
Absolutely fabulous. And I know she's listening today. I did call her last night. And
well, I take all that back then, Ellen.
I called her last night, and I said, Ellen, Scott from Scott's on 5th is emceeing Dirty Bingo at Lou's Blues. I had never been, but I said, we have to go. She says, no, I can't. I've left my husband at home every night this week. I go, oh, just bring him with you because he'll never ask to go again after a night out with us. So we had Scott from Scott's on 5th emceeing this Dirty Bingo. And I have to tell you, I've never done anything like that. It was very different and very exciting. I must tell you, the room was, have you ever done that?
I have not, no.
Okay, well, it was different. I'm going to say that. It was different. Not disappointing.
It's not easy to get me out, though.
I'm in a restaurant every day. The last thing I want to do is go out. My favorite food in the world, peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Give me
amazing
a peanut butter.
What we eat as chefs.
Yes.
P&J.
Yeah, that's right. Give me the PB&J. Smuckers, you know the ones that come in a pack all in the freezer, the round ones? Now does them with raspberry jam. So we're even getting elegant with the Smuckers frozen sandwiches.
You don't get the stuff in a jar, so you have to spread it on your sandwich?
No. I buy the ones frozen even. No,
wow.
I'm lazy when I get home. The last thing I want to do is cook. That's not happening.
Well,
I'm not cooking at home.
Taking a knife and scooping it out of a jar onto a sandwich, that ain't cooking.
People come to my house and they think I'm going to have this beautiful kitchen, you know, because I'm a chef. I don't even have a kitchen. I'm not cooking at home. I'm not cooking at home. I'm all about that TV over there.
I got a refrigerator. That's
right.
All I need.
Yeah. We do have something... Frank, our show is paid for from Nick Moon, who owns Melbourne Seafood.
Oh, very nice.
And Nick has been, I think he's been from the beginning with me. And he makes it possible for me to have anybody here so we can talk about anything. Have you been to a Melbourne Seafood station?
I have, yeah, very good.
Because I got to tell you, I really do. I think it's the best value in town. So I want to just tell our listeners out there, because they still have a $9.95 lunch Monday through Friday, 11 to 4. So if you missed lunch, you can still get it till 4 o'clock. It's like shrimp and scallops, shrimp and grits. You can get salad and shrimp, soup and salad for $9.95 with a drink. I don't know anywhere
can't
you can eat for under $10. You can't even eat at McDonald's for under $10 anymore.
Got that right.
Well, he does have a couple specials this week. He's got dollar oysters on Wednesday. He's got all-you-can-eat snow crab on Friday for $45. Twin lobsters, and they're the whole lobsters, two of them. Twin lobsters for $30 with two sides.
Wow.
Today, we're giving another $25 gift certificate away to the 25th texter that says, I want those lobsters. We had Donna Grigsby won last week, and we've got a dinner certificate for her. Don't forget, it's a kid-friendly place. They got kids' meals for $6. I know my kid loves the fish with broccoli and rice.
The
so
food
six
is
bucks.
Good. really is.
Listen, I'd rather get my kid a piece of fish with broccoli and rice for $6 than a McDonald's anything. So,
fish and broccoli is much more healthier for you.
Family meals. We've got also this week, Space Coast Harley Davidson is saying get ready for their Black Friday weekend. They've got 40% off on all select apparel, up to 75% off on some current and aftermarket apparel also. So there's some cool things. In the O'Galley Art District this week, we have, In the O'Galley Art District this week, they've got the 28th Annual Artworks Festival. Now, that's near you.
It is.
You're close to that. Do you guys have anything going on Saturday? No, because there's a lot going on downtown this Saturday in the Art District.
This Saturday is a hall rental, so we have it rented out.
It's private. A private thing, yeah. So the so in the O'Galley Art District, we've got right there along Highland Avenue, the 28th Annual Artworks Festival. It's artists are going to be doing, they're even doing artwork in their booths. Our phones want, people want that $25 gift certificate. The leave a message. I said text it. The so from 10 to 5 on Saturday and 10 to 4 on Sunday, you can come check out. There's live entertainment downtown. The food court's happening. I've never seen a food court down there, just the trucks and everything.
What do you mean a food court?
It says food court this time. That's what I mean. Down there, it's...
Got to be the trucks.
It's been, yeah. The I am going to...
Have you been to the new restaurant they put on O'Galley there by US 1?
So what is it? The... what's it called? The Nomads?
Nomads.
So I have been there. Have you been there?
I've been there multiple times already.
Okay, so how? What's your take on that
I think it's, well, first of all, it's a huge venue. Probably the biggest in our county for what they've got going on. So not sure exactly why it's there, but that's not my business. The food is good. I've had the hot ahi tuna medallions are good. The wings are smoked and brined. They're good. The food is different. It's very good. And it's reasonably priced.
And I got to tell you, I've welcomed them to come onto the show and talk about it. I love, first of all, I live across, you know, just the bridge right there on O'Galley. So I love that that area is now, I know my son lived on Pineapple years ago and it was a, let me think of a nice way to say it. It was a shack.
It hadn't been developed yet.
He lived in these little things in back of like Subway that were all different colors. It was perfect for a bachelor's pad.
Right.
But I'm glad to see that that whole area is getting cleaned up and you can walk the streets at night. One of my favorite martini places, the library. Have you been to the library in the back? Okay, so it's pretty cool because it's very small though. Only, I think, 20 people maybe. I got kicked out of there for wearing a Nike shirt. You have to be dressed accordingly. And I said, this Nike shirt was like $40. I can't come in with that. No branding, nothing like that. It was, give me a piece of duct tape, something. But anyways, they have, it's in the alley. It's like a little speakeasy thing going on. But they hand muddle all the juices and fruits and everything. It's a pretty cool place for
We do also attach with the Italian American Club. Rich has some meetups locally, and they do a lot of pub crawls, bonfires. They do the history tour in O'Galley where they go to all the little kiosks and hit the button and learn about, you know, the Rossiters and Wickhams and whoever were there. So that adds a lot to it. When we have some of our bigger events, those meetups are influxed into our group.
Yeah. So the... Let's expand on that there. Let's just expand on that. Okay. Tell me more.
Tell you more regarding our events?
Yeah.
So...
like, how do you get the people? Do you do marketing? I mean, how does people find out that you're doing all this?
Word of mouth, social media.
So you are on social media?
We
like
are
Facebook?
On social media.
You got Facebook page?
Facebook pages.
Okay.
excuse me. We also have, again... these Facebook meetup groups where I don't know. I want to say he's got 5,000 or 6,000 people that are paying attention to his websites, which is rich again. He's a marketing whiz. Again, he's brought this business or this club from the ashes up to a strong phoenix right now. So when we have the events like our New Year's, we'll sell out. The one that we just had, the Bluegrass Fest, sold out. We did a Halloween party, sold out, and it was just a lot of fun. We had, just to say one thing, we had some women come out of the Halloween party and say that there was a guy in there dressed as a scarecrow, and they were concerned.
And they were concerned.
They were concerned about who he was. And, we all kind of said, well, it is Thanksgiving. So weeks later, they're still talking about this gentleman, who we all know who he is now. He's a club member. He's a great guy. But that's how much of an impact of people getting dressed up and
that's cool.
Going and having fun there.
So I'm glad that you're here because, you know, and I'm going to apologize because I always thought that it was something like the VFW Hall.
And it's not.
Yeah, but I mean, that's when, have you been to something like this, Danny?
No, I have never.
Okay,
been
so
like
I
that.
Mean, this is great that you're here because so many people will say to me, I'm going over, well, especially Ellen, I'm going over to the Italian American Club. Okay. And I always think you're going to post 305, you know what I mean? I'm going to, and so this is good to know because, first of all, I love Italian food. So, also, we need another venue. I mean, I'm a venue because I'm at the auditorium. I'm also nearby. I'm at the Civic Center right there on Highland. So I'm at the Civic Center. I do the events there, and then I'm also at Front Street.
Very nice.
So that's what I do. That's how Ellen and I, because I'm an event planner. I've been planning events. I owned years ago the Ocarina Country Club for years.
Very nice.
So 13 years I was down there until Warsteiners took their building back. And so that's Ellen and I have been doing events together forever. And she's always saying, I got to. In fact, I've actually had my staff drop linens off at your door and leave. And but I always thought of it as the VF Dub. So this is good to know. I can't wait to go over there. And
well, I think that connotation happens a little bit. And so I will stress the difference, though there's nothing wrong with the VFW or American Legions. We have much praise for those people. But we are not just a bar to come in and sit down. That's the big difference. Now, if we get to that point, I don't think so.
Now, do you have a big bar?
We have three bars, but again, we are event specific.
Yeah, okay.
So those bars are not, you come in, you can get a beer.
Yeah.
That's not the problem. But it's not set up that way.
Okay.
So, but when we have the events, it is set up that way. We've got bartenders, we've got servers, we've got all that stuff going on. So that is probably the main difference.
But so when you were saying down the road, do you see it that way that somebody can come in and have, okay.
I see it open.
Yeah.
But I don't see it as that type of place.
Yeah, okay. Because I know you can go to the VF Dub any night and there's that bar's packed.
It's packed, yeah. We got an American Legion across the street of VFW. And I have lots of friends that go there. And again, I have nothing wrong with that. It's just a little
You don't
want to
be that, yeah.
It's just a little different.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I think it's exciting because I'm going to try lunch because I love Italian food.
Good. We have a nice 50-50. It's, you know.
That's awesome.
There's a lot of good things that go on there.
So I'll tell you about a couple more events happening here. This weekend I have at the Melbourne Auditorium. I'm sure in all these years you've been in the Melbourne Auditorium for something. We had our gun show weekend this week. And but this weekend, this is a great weekend for kids. We have the Holiday Market and Snowfest. It's called the Kids Zone. It's $5 entry for kids. It's open from 5 to 8 on Friday, November 22nd. I mean, we got a slide. We got snowballs. We got snow out there. I know I'm doing hot chocolate for everybody that comes through the door for nothing. And we've got Santa's going to be out there. They're going to be decorating cookies. It's going to be a good time for all the kids. On Saturday at 10 a.m. to 3, it's a free event also. This is not like a rummage sale. When you walk in there, it looks like a true Christmas market. We're doing it this year in November. You can truly go in there and get all kinds of different gifts, you know, because we don't know what to buy anybody anymore. We should just do away with the whole shopping for Christmas thing and hang out and eat because everybody has everything they want. And when you give somebody a gift, they just take it back anyway. So But this is different gifts. This is a lot of homemade gifts, a lot from small businesses are there. But it's a good day. So come out and shop 10 to 3 on Saturday at the Holiday, at the Melbourne Auditorium on Hibiscus, kitty corner of the hospital. On December 6th and 7th, we've got the Melbourne Police Department is doing the Meet the Grinch. That's going to be at the Melbourne Square Mall next to Macy's. We've got Christmas in the Park on the 13th with Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus's workshop. Performances and arts and crafts and refreshments are happening at the Eddie Lee Taylor Senior Community Center. Got another big thing happening on January 25th. We'll be talking about that a lot more. We've got the Touch a Truck, which is a really cool kids event. It's an obstacle course. They put them in the little cars. They drive around. It's pretty cool. That's on Saturday, January 24th from 9 to 12. And get your tickets right now. This is close to you guys. This is at the Civic Center. I'll be catering that night. It is the 27th annual Father's Daughters Dance at the O'Galley Civic Center. It's a really cool night. You can. I love when the guys with like tattoos all over bring their little girls dressed like princesses. And they put a tie on that night, and dad takes their daughter out, and it's a really cool night. Big things happen. It's $10 for 4 years and younger. It's $20 for everybody else. And you want to book that now. You want to call 321-608-7400. You can go to melbourneflorida.org/events because that does sell out. They only do, I think, about 200 tickets or so. So you'll want to get your you definitely want to get your ticket ahead of time for that. We have Elvis back in the house at the auditorium on January 4th. Elvis is back.
Elvis has returned.
Elvis has returned.
How's that a warm call of the morning?
From Kalamazoo, Michigan, or wherever they say he is. Yeah, we've got Elvis back on Melbourne on February 16th at the Melbourne Auditorium. We have the micro wrestling. Have you seen that?
I have not, but I'm friends with Chris Holyfield, so I can
Well,
I'm
going to tell you, this is not, and I know I try to be politically correct on WWBC here. By saying, because I don't like to say the wrong words, and nowadays I don't know if you can say midget. Can you say midget anymore? Because they have the midget wrestling. Okay, now midget wrestling, they're like 3 foot, three and a half foot. These guys are, seriously, they're micro wrestling. It's micro. It looks like babies out there wrestling. And this is a huge, huge audience shows up for it. This guy comes out dressed like Elvis and starts singing first. And he's like, seriously, 2 foot high. Now, I try to not think of it as exploiting because everybody's loving and having a great time. This is truly a huge event at the auditorium. And it's a fun event. But they're micro. It is micro wrestling, not to be confused with midget wrestling. We have that again. That's on February 16th. And you want to get your tickets ahead of time. They're Eventbrite. You can get your tickets. And then we have Tyrus coming back. Do you know who Tyrus is?
I do.
Okay, so that was huge. Sold out. So Tyrus is making a second appearance at the Melbourne Auditorium. He's actually been there in the past wrestling or fighting. I think he was a wrestler. He was a wrestler.
TV champion.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
But now he's got a book. He had his book there and signed books for all of us. But he sold the place out a couple months ago. He is coming back on the 25th of February. You'll want to get that ticket ahead of time. And also a couple days before that, 3 days before that, we've got the ABBA concert back, which also sold out. So lots happening at the Melbourne Auditorium. Who knew, huh?
That's a nice venue also. That's been around forever. And I saw Dee Snider doing Christmas carols there one time, and that was
hilarious.
That's the craziest show I ever saw. It's all he sang was Christmas songs.
So
dressed as Santa Claus.
So I do about 15 to 17 events there a month.
That's a lot.
I've seen the violinist from Kansas did a Christmas show there one time. Danny, you like the Melbourne Community Orchestra, which is one of my favorite events.
Absolutely.
I know people laugh at that, but it is. I love my orchestra in there.
It's a wonderful thing.
And but when Kansas came and did Christmas music, it was cool. It was just very cool. It's sort of like, you remember on MTV Unplugged? I mean, I don't know how old you are. I'm probably a little older than you, but
I don't know about that.
I graduated in 79. But they had MTV. Everything was, I want my MTV. And it was they would take a hard rock band and strip it down, take their electric, put them on acoustic stuff, stick them on stools where they weren't all hopping around. And you would just go, wow, these guys can really sing. These guys really have voices. They play in their instruments wonderfully. And I loved it. I loved MTV Unplugged. So, yeah, that whole, like, Kansas doing Christmas music, yeah, I'm all about it.
I like music.
So there we go back to your place. Is it always Italian music or different bands?
No, we have different bands. We have a house band called Afterglow, which is locally renowned. They play quite a bit for us. We have
Where else they play? Anywhere in town?
Yeah, they play all over. Yeah. Pineda, Maverick's Hangar. Okay. They just the Shack. They play all over the place.
Is the Shack still around?
Yeah.
Have you been to the Shack?
No.
My mom used to eat there years ago.
It changed hand a number of years ago.
Yeah.
It's huge.
There used to be an Italian place on US-1, like Amasso's or something down there, I remember, by the Shack.
Yeah, there was a couple of Italian.
Paisanos. Yeah. Yeah, because I remember this guy, Jimmy, he was really in New York. He says, that's the best Italian food.
Kim, if you don't mind, I'd like to mention one thing.
Yeah, please.
It's something new for us. So yeah. The last Saturday, I believe, before Christmas, we are going to open up with a Santa Claus and some foods and drink for children. This is really for the parents out there that are listening. If you have a need for a gift for your child, please bring them over. We have lots of gifts. We have had many generous people donate monies. We have the ladies out buying gifts for kids. So we would like to see you there. It's the last Saturday in December before Christmas, and it's going to be about 11 o'clock in the morning. So we'd like to see everybody there, especially if they have a need.
I think that's awesome. Now, let me ask you, do you have, like, the box out there that people can leave toys and stuff to that you...
Well, somebody's normally there.
Yeah.
So not because we're not necessarily open, but somebody's there. So if they did want it, they could go right in.
But I know we collect for Toys for Tots. Last year, literally, we needed trucks to take it away from the Melbourne Auditorium. People literally would stop and new stuff, too. I mean, it was... You know, people come in with unwrapped. We always say unwrapped because we got to know what, you know, we can't take it wrapped. But we had boxes and boxes and boxes, and we were able to give to people who don't have it. I think that's a wonderful thing.
Well, the plight of our community right now is people need help.
I mean,
they need help in everything. So we do food drives. We try to give back to the community because the community is who we are, and they give to us.
And every time you're doing something like that, let me know. Because we'll put it out there on the air. We'll try to. I know they're working on my Facebook page forever, and our website, and we'll attach it so that. Because I'm all about that.
Thank you.
Even the feeding the locals, Jill in she's in Cocoa, and I love that because it's feeding like people, in our industry, in the food industry that just need a little help, and there's a whole bunch of us out there. So
there's more people than you think right now that need help.
There sure is.
And lots of different help, too.
Yeah. We've got a couple just more things going on here this weekend. We've got on Saturday, the 40th Annual Festival of Trees. It's trees. I would say wreath wrong. Wreaths. It's like roof or roof. Is it a roof or a roof? A roof or a roof?
When's that?
No, I'm saying I say wreaths. Wreath.
Wreath.
Wreaths.
Wreath.
But that brought me to, I just had my roof done this week. Is it a roof?
A roof and a wreath?
A roof. There's the 40th Annual Festival of Trees is at Wickham Park at the Community Center. It's a family-friendly event. All proceeds benefit for Junior League of the Space Coast. They're having special guests. They wouldn't tell me who those special guests were. I go, if you tell me who they were, maybe I can get more people out. Tell me who it is. You know, is it like Hulk Hogan? I mean, who do you got coming in? They're having a silent auction. It's from 9 a.m. to 5 on Saturday, November 23rd, 40th Annual Festival of Trees. Trees, wreaths, decor, and treats. But getting back to this, is it roof? When you say, I'm shingling my roof, is it roof or a roof?
Well, when I grew up,
tell
it was roof.
Italian.
I know, potato, potato, I'm not sure.
Yeah. Somebody said I said it wrong.
When I grew up, it was roof.
I make up words on here. Like he was saying, we can come and learn Italian. We all know I don't even speak good English.
We have a lot of people that come for that Italian lessons. And we have an intermediate and an expert Italian lesson also.
I only know a couple words, but I can't say I'm on a Christian broadcasting station. I've got the Space Coast Veg Fest in River's Edge Cocoa. It's a free event, 10 to 5 this Saturday. Yoga, it's pet friendly. It's plant-based friendly. Who knows? You can call 407-534-4336. Get all the information you need on the Space Coast Veg Fest. Who knew? Who knew? You know, that plant thing's gone. I sell a lot of plant-based stuff, but I got to tell you, I don't even like the feel of it. Eating is. Dunkin' Donuts said, "Do you want to try this sausage, whatever, egg and cheese?" And I was like, oh, that's the worst thing I've ever ate. It's terrible. But, you know, you got to work hard to have this figure in mind. doesn't come with plant-based anything in water, all right? It's more like Krispy Kreme. So I've got one more thing. It's in the Cocoa Village. This, again, is Saturday. Saturday's a busy day. I hope everybody gets to be able to go around and catch all of these things. It's a magic contest. It's in the Cocoa Village. You can compete for prizes and watch magicians. And it's right there on River's Edge. Magic contest. And then just one more thing I'm going to be talking about that's coming up is the India Film Festival. So lots going on in Brevard. Frank, let's talk about it. What's your favorite restaurant here in Brevard? What's your go-to place? Maybe not your fave, but your go-to place.
Well, I eat lunch out every day, and I have to say that I probably
the same place?
Yeah, pretty much.
See, and I'm a creature of habit because I go to about the same three restaurants.
Right.
I always ask for a menu, and they'll go, "Why are you asking for a menu? You're just going to order the same thing you always get." Like on Fridays, I eat at Skewers. I like my shishtook chicken. I get shishtook chicken. It's a great value. It's like $15 for lunch. It's a great lunch. And that's what I used to pick my kid up on that stupid early release day where you got to get your kid at 1:30 instead of whatever. It wrecks your day. Pick my kid up and I'd go over to Skewers. And then
Their sister restaurant is good also.
Which one is it?
Flames.
Flames. I didn't know that was theirs.
I believe it's theirs also.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're going to be coming on the show. So we'll be able to get the skinny on that because I totally did not think it was related in any way.
I'm pretty sure that it is.
Okay. So that's
going to
be interesting.
But either way, if it's not, Flames
they're
also
both
is
good.
They're both good.
And I've heard that too. But so I know Eddie from Skewers. Is not who's coming on the show for Flames. So that'll be interesting to ask
There's
and find out about.
Two women, the sisters,
yeah.
The daughters,
yeah.
Or something like that.
So that'll be interesting. I think they're coming on right after the first of the year. So that'll be interesting to know because I've been eating at Skewers forever. They've done the food at the Holy Name of Jesus. We've always had the in October there, the fest, and they've always done food out there. And they've been around forever, as long as I have. Not many of us left. The Dove just closed.
The Dove closed.
The Dove closed. And I was surprised they didn't sell the place that they just closed. But
it's hard, again, when you say with people, when you have to have employees and you're used to making these dishes and you just don't have those type of employees anymore.
You know, I'll tell you the hardest thing for myself and the people that I know in the restaurant business is our employees want so much money per hour. And we don't make that much money. You know, in the day, restaurants were different. We all drove a Porsche. We didn't work, and it was a different life. Now we're working. Yeah. We're washing dishes. We're doing it all. And but, you know, you've got employees with no experience. They want, you know, $17, $18 an hour. If you're paying 10 of them, that's a lot of money you got to make per hour on food. And the food's come down in price now. The food is not outrageous like it was right after COVID. It was, you know, all us restaurant owners, it's like, I mean, we're still paying $54 for 15 dozen eggs. It was $13 forever. There's no reason that chicken shooting out that egg, $54 is crazy. And it got as high as $80. So, I mean, there's crazy, crazy things. But our chicken, our beef, it's coming back down in prices. But we still have to keep the prices up to cover labor.
Right.
So it's killing us. So when, you know, I want to put this out there to all you servers and restaurant workers out there listening. if you continue to ask for money, you're all going to be without jobs because all restaurants are going to close except for your franchises that get their money
or
wherever.
They're going to go automated.
Or they're gone automated, which we're going to be talking about next week. Stephanie's going to be back. Stephanie Nicole Simpson's going to be back on the show next week. She's automating all the restaurants across the United States so that we don't need employees. And it's very true. I mean, we're going to have the kiosk where you're putting in your own order. And look at even when you go to some of these franchise places, Olive Garden, Applebee's, all of these, you can put your own order in at the table now.
I don't need
a server.
Any of those places.
Me neither.
They'll have robot servers
and
everything.
So the coolest thing, I just did the SMTA show, and they had a I was carrying a plate of cookies, and I walked by this, because that's all in new inventions. I walked by this cart, you know, that you would push your food out or whatever, and the thing started following me all on its own. I love this.
Doesn't Red Ginger have one of those
They've got, they're automated. Yeah. Yes, they've got the little, like, it looks like a robot carrying the sushi stuff.
Yeah, and I haven't been there to see that.
So I have to tell you, it is happening, though. They're you know, I mean, it started with POS systems, but now they're truly automating everything where we don't have to have employees. So if you continue to complain about the wage, and I get it that everything's expensive out there, you need to make more money, they have to look at what we make. You know, like if you're making exactly what the wages are an hour, and then let's put our food cost into there, we're in the hole. So
a good owner will never have a problem with employees.
But we don't, because we work their hours. Right. You know, that's what I'm like. Stay home. I don't need you. I'm going to work it. I've been very blessed with the people I've had working with me. They've been with me for years. But it is this new last 2 years after COVID generation.
COVID changed everything.
Yeah, it changed everything. And I hate seeing my friends going out of business. Hate it. Especially where they can't even sell their business.
It's not worth it anymore to work like that.
Right.
It's just, you work like that and make $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year. It's not
worth
it.
Yeah, exactly. It's changed a lot.
$100 a week, it's difficult.
It's changed a lot.
You gotta love to do what you do.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. And I've always been a hands-on, you know, I'm present. I'm always been present. I don't care if I'm washing dishes, cooking. I don't like working the register. That's my thing. Let them do that. I'll cook. I'll wipe tables. I'll do everything else. But Frank, we're going to be off the air here. He's giving me that finger. He's giving me a finger on this Christian broadcasting station, telling me we only got 1 minute. Is there anything else that you just maybe forgot about and you want to tell the people before we get off the air?
What I want to say is Italian-American Club of South Brevard, IAC321.com. Please come check us out. Ask for Frank. Ask for Rich. You're not going to have a problem there at all. You're going to enjoy it, and I'm sure we'll see you again. So I thank you all very much. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and God bless everyone.
And thank you, and you're going to see me there on Chicken Ricky Day.
Chicken Ricky's. Peter and Tina.
Chicken Ricky. You're going to see Kim there. Keep the texts coming, you guys. Thanks for listening to What's Cooking in the 321.
YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show and watch all our shows ranging from freshwater to saltwater. You can leave a comment, hit that like and subscribe button, and we sure would appreciate it. Remember, YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show. God bless.